The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include roots music, blues, cutting-edge rock, contemporary classical, and a whole lot more. While still based upon a foundation of American roots music, this year's three-day Fresh Grass Festival at Massmoka in North Adams, which takes place today through Sunday, broadens its musical scope to embrace Tunisian singer-songwriter Emil Matlouti's fusion of traditional sounds and electrobeats. The politically infused Celtic punk rock of Flogging Molly and superstar folk duo Indigo Girls, alongside more traditional Americana fare, including Bela Fleck, Trampled by Turtles, Ricky Skaggs, Yonder Mountain String Band, Rhiannon Giddens, Steep Canyon Rangers, Allison Brown, and so many more. On Sunday night at 7, folk blues singer and storyteller Guy Davis will pay tribute to his foremost influence, Sonny Terry, at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass. Sonny Terry basically codified blues harmonica as we know it. And on Guy Davis's new album, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, a look back at Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, he pays homage to these two hugely influential artists, as much of an actor, storyteller, writer, and activist as he is a musician. Guy Davis has never made a big deal of the fact that he is to the manor born, as the son of the late great theater couple Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, who were themselves multifaceted, multi-talented performers and civil rights activists. The Wham Theater Fresh Takes Play Reading Series concludes its 2018 season with Escaped Alone by Carol Churchill at the Old Town Hall in West Stockbridge, Mass. On Sunday at 3:30 p.m. This is the first time the play, which premiered 2 years ago at London's Royal Court Theater, will be presented to Berkshire audiences. In Escaped Alone, the latest work by one of Britain's greatest living playwrights, three old friends and a neighbor spend a series of summer afternoons in the backyard chatting over tea while visions of apocalyptic horror play out inside their minds. Don't I know the feeling? Basilica Soundscape, the annual Hudson, New York-based weekend of underground music and art, takes place today through Sunday, featuring a diverse array of musical performers, visual artists, writers, poets, and other creative types of people. It's the kind of curated event where few, if any, of the names will be familiar to most, but all boast unique, distinctive voices and approaches. You just gotta trust them. The festival also takes distinct advantage of its setting at Basilica Hudson. Participating artists include pianist Grouper, Bard College's 76-piece orchestra now performing a new work by Stephen O'Malley, a one-time collaboration between the Haxan Cloak and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs' Nick Zinner, a site-specific dance project by Fluck T, an old-school prurient noise set, and a sound bath by Chibo Matto's Mio Hattori. God, do I need a sound bath. Also featured are cellist Zeely Brown, African soul singer-songwriter Lady Moon, poet Joey DeJesus, and Bibi Hansen, a veteran of Andy Warhol's Silver Factory and the mother of indie rock star Beck. Violinist Tim Fain, who can be heard on the soundtracks to Academy Award-winning films including Moonlight, Black Swan, and 12 Years a Slave, returns to Hudson Hall on Saturday at 7 p.m. to perform works by Philip Glass, Bryce Dessner, Nico Muley, Lev Zherbin, and some guy named Johann Sebastian Bach. The Bard College Conservatory of Music celebrates Joan Towers' 80th birthday with a concert featuring world premieres of Towers' recent compositions, including Small Plus, performed by So Percussion, Looking Back, performed by the DiCapo Chamber Players, and Thank You, with Dawn Upshaw conducting members of the Bard Conservatory Graduate Vocal Arts Program on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Fisher Center at Bard College. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.